Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for another opportunity the Lord has given me to come and share with you the Word of God on this Saturday, the 26th day of March. Praise God. I'm Pastor James A. Dansby of Great Commission Fellowship here in Birmingham, Alabama. Praise God. Once again, declaring that Christ Jesus is the answer to all of our problems. Doesn't matter how large, how small they may be, praise God, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. But all things are possible to them that believe. Praise God, we have only put our trust in the Lord today in these complex times that we live, and I believe that God will move in our behalf. But the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But I do have a word. Praise God. I have a word from the Lord just for you today. And that word is found in the book of Isaiah. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah. And we're going to look at that 42nd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And again, I do encourage you. Look with me. Praise God. Don't take my word for what thus said the Lord. What God has spoken to me, God will speak to you. Praise God. All we have to do is just to believe and trust in Him. Praise God. But now, Isaiah 42, we're going to begin reading at verse 1 there. I'm going to read down a few verses. Verse 1, Isaiah 42. And read, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect whom I my soul delighted, I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. He says, a bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth." Praise God. "He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law." Verse number 5, "Thus saith the Lord God, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath to the people upon it and spirit to them that walketh therein. I, the Lord, praise God, call thee in righteousness," he said, "and I will uphold thine hand and will keep thee and give for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blinded eyes." That's verse 7 there. "To bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house." Now, verse number 8, it says, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Let's bow here for a word of prayer. Father, bless you today. Lord, we thank you for this another day that you have given me, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity that you have granted me to share your word with your people today. And now, Lord, as I look into the mirror of your word, I pray the power of the Holy Spirit might speak to and through me, Father. And I pray, Father God, the anointing might be upon the speaker as well as the hearers, Lord, that we might hear what thus saith the Lord today. And Lord, I'll be so mindful to give you all the praise. I'll give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, we don't take our subject from that 8th verse. Verse 8. And it read thusly, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another." Praise God. And that's our subject for today. Christ will not share his glory. Christ will not share his glory. Praise God. And that is a fact there. Praise God. And in the Old Testament, I believe it's Exodus in the book of Deuteronomy, at least two places there in those books there that the Lord says, "I am a jealous God." Praise God. And that my name, he says, "My name is jealous." Praise God. And also that he will not tolerate the worship of idol gods by his people. Praise God. God makes that throughout the word of God. He makes it plain that idolatry is a sin that he hates very much. So he was not going to tolerate it. Not in his people, amen. Or giving credit to men for that which he had done. We have a very bad habit of taking God's glory from him today, stealing God's glory from him today. But God said he won't tolerate that. And we see that in verse 1 there, and verse 3, and verse 4 also. God repeatedly speaks of Christ as his servant, he calls him. And then three times he's talking about the judgment, of the judgment that he will bring upon the people for their refusal to glorify his name. Praise God. Now, today, especially today, many of us, is obvious, and it's very obvious to me that the judgment of God is upon America, is upon the world today. Now, many of you, praise God, you don't agree with that, but now, that's my assessment of what I see and what the Word of God says. The God's judgment is upon America and the world today. Praise God. The false prophets, I see the false prophets and these false preachers, praise God, for years have been siphoning off of God's word, the glory. They've been taking glory from God for many, many years. But now God's exposing them. Yes, God's exposing preachers. They're falling by the wayside. Praise God. And he allowed the enemy to ensnare them. Praise God. Because God is not going to give his glory to another. Praise God. One preacher made the statement that he don't take a salary from his church. And he said, I only live off the royalties that I get off my books. Well, what are you writing about, preacher? If you're writing about Jesus, well, praise God. He still got to get the glory. Praise God. You're making money off of books that the books are about the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, supposedly anyhow, maybe mixed with a little of that positive thinking stuff. But now, still, you're using the name Jesus, so you're making money off of him. Therefore, you owe him the glory. So God's exposing many of these false prophets today and the false preachers today for years that have been, praise God, been kind of reaching under the table and taking God's glory. He's tired of that. Praise God. And they've been exposed. Praise God. Now, in his word, in God's word, he has made it perfectly clear that any nation, any people, praise God, that disregard his presence, his mighty presence, disregard it, and they will reap according to what they have sown. When you disregard the Lord, when you kind of cast him out, when you kind of just ignore him altogether, praise God, the Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. Look at Galatians. That's a familiar passage of scripture. We all are familiar with that. Let's find Galatians, the 6th chapter. And again, I do encourage you to be like the Marians. Look at the scripture yourself. Praise God. The Bible said they search the scripture daily whether those things were so or not. In other words, they wasn't going to take Paul's word or anybody's word for what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. I don't blame them. Praise God. Look for yourself. Galatians 6 and verse 7 there, the Lord says, be not deceived. Through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Lord speaks to Paul and he says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So now, if we disregard the presence of God, then we're going to have to reap the judgment of God. Because God must be glorified. God must be given the praise and the glory for what he is doing, has done, and will do in this earth. Praise God. But now, we don't want to give God the praise that he rightfully deserves. But now, when a people or a nation refuse to glorify the Lord, in every area of their lives, praise God, his judgment will certainly fall upon them. Yes. When we ignore his sovereignty, God is sovereign. His authority, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. But when we disregard, completely close God out and not recognize his sovereignty and his authority and the place that his word holds as the guiding principle, praise God, for every area of our life. When we disregard that, his judgment praise God, has always visited that nation and that people. That's throughout the word of God. Amen. And also the opposite, yes, that opposite is just, it's true also. When we honor the Lord, praise God, and give God the glory, give God the honor for everything, all that I am, all that I hope to be, praise God, when you can say, I owe it to the Lord, praise God, when you recognize and honor the Lord as being the Almighty God, then we will greatly prosper also. Amen. Look at Romans 1. Let's look at Paul's word there in Romans 1. Let's turn to 1 and 21. 1 and 21. And Paul says there, he says now, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful or mindful of God's presence, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. Verse 22 there. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And that's now, that's God's word. Huh? When you think you are wise beyond God's help in your life, then you become a fool. Praise God. But now, again, though, in the Old Testament time, when a nation or a people refused to glorify God. Now, remember now, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no change in God. No change whatsoever. Amen. But now, when a nation or a people refused to glorify God, he either empowered their enemies to come in and to overtake them. Praise God, like for instance, the Assyrians. We know about the Assyrians and the Babylonians, of course. He either empowered them to come in and overtake them, or else he sent disasters among them, whether it was disease or plagues, upon them, or even viruses. Praise God, like this COVID thing that we're facing today. And whether, you know, they call it man-made or whatever they want to call it, whether it's man-made or not, praise God, our sovereign God has allowed it. I recognize that. See, I look beyond. I look beyond the situation, and I look who is in control of the situation. It's like the illustration I use many times. You know, I watch, you know, many times I've been walking, or I was in a neighborhood, and the dog would come out chasing me. And I would most times have a stick in my hand. And when he come out, I prepare for him when he come out. And then, you know, I start hitting at him with the stick. And praise God, he started biting the stick. But now the stick ain't his problem, though, is it? I'm the problem. Am I right about that? Huh? See, we want to disregard God. We want to look at the situation, the COVID that we have today. And we want to, well, man-made, it was made in a laboratory, it was made this way, it was made that way. But do that really matter? Praise God. God is sovereign. God allowed it, didn't he? God allowed it. And I believe God allowed it as a judgment upon those who refuse to recognize and to glorify his great name. Now, that's my feelings. Based on the word of God, I believe that the judgment of God, this COVID thing, is a judgment of God. And yes, I realize that the sun shine on the good as well as the bad. And believers too. We've come in contact with this COVID ourselves. But now, I still believe that God allowed it, and he allows it for a reason. Look at Revelation there. Let's go to the book of Revelation. When we refuse to glorify the Lord, praise God, then the judgment of God comes upon us, according to the book of Isaiah here. But now Revelation 16 and 9, look at now. It says, and the men were scorched with great heat. Praise God. These are the ones that refused to glorify the Lord. They were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. They repented not. That's Revelation 16 now. They repented not to give him glory. God has power. The one that has power over COVID. We refuse to give him glory. We refuse to even call upon his name. And therefore, praise God, the situation gets worse and worse each and every day. Why? Because we ignore the only power, all power in heaven and earth. He said, Christ said, it's given unto me. Praise God, you have not because you ask not. And, you know, it's amazing how our leaders, our leaders. That, and it tells you the condition of our leadership today. You hear nothing about we need to pray. We need to come together and we need to beseech the Lord. We need to call on the name of the Lord. And then the Lord will help us through this situation. No, you don't hear anything. And not from not just America, but all over the country. That shows you the condition, the spiritual condition of this whole world. Praise God. All that is in the world. What did Christ say? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which are not of God. He said, if you are a friend of this world, you're an enemy of God. Now, what the Bible says, huh? Because all we can see from this COVID situation that God has been completely pushed aside. He's not needed. He's not wanted. And therefore, they said, we can solve these things by ourselves. But that's why Revelation 16:9 says, here the Lord said, the men were scorched with great heat. And then they began to blaspheme, curse God's name, the one that got power over all these plagues, rather than repenting to give God his glory. Praise God. Same situation we have today. Sound exactly what we're dealing with right now. See, COVID is killing us. It has killed, and is killing, a lot of our loved ones. Hospitals are, praise God, many in many places, they're overrun. Praise God, especially with this mutation of this thing here. Pandemonium, praise God, is everywhere in the world. But the world refuses to repent or even acknowledge that God has power over all plagues, all storms, and all catastrophes. Praise God. Don't you remember? Oh, praise God. When the storm was raging on the water, praise God, Jesus was in the bottom of the ship there just sleeping, just completely getting him some rest. And the disciples were worried about that storm. And Jesus, praise God, politely, when they woke him up, come up and said, peace, be still. And the storm, it ceased. He can do the same thing with this plague today. But we will not repent or even acknowledge that he has power over these plagues. Instead, his glory is given to science. Scientists to science, or man in general. Even though this virus, praise God, it's mutating, it's changing forms. And we don't know how long it's going to be around here. But yet, we refuse to call on the name of the Lord. But now, I'm going to ask you the same question now. Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah. Let me see if I can find. I'm going to ask you the same question that Isaiah, the prophet, he asked the people hundreds of years ago. Isaiah asked the question, and I'm asking you this question. I'm asking America this question right now. I'm asking the world this question right now. The very question that Isaiah put to the people. Isaiah 1, chapter 1, verse 5, what did it say? Look, here's the question. Why should you be stricken anymore? Why you keep on suffering? Why you keep on suffering? You will revolt, he says, more and more. Your whole head is sick. Your whole heart is fearful. That's what he says. And then in that verse number 6 there, he says, from the sole of your foot, even unto the your head, he says, there's no soundness in it. Instead, there's wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither have they been bound up, neither have they been mollified with ointment. In other words, you're suffering, he says, but yet you still won't call on the Lord. You still won't repent of your sin. You still won't give God the glory. Praise God, that's rightfully due unto him. Praise God. See, mankind, today, mankind has sermoned all of their gods, all of the gods of mankind that we serve to deal with this virus. They have called on the name, God of education. Oh yeah, they have called on the God of, gods of science, gods of, medicines. Praise God. And all of them, all these gods they called on, they have failed. Every one of them failed. Amen. And until we call upon the name of the Lord, until we recognize God's sovereignty, until we seek God's healing power, and until we glorify his name, COVID is going to continue. Not only COVID, but others. It's going to continue its path of destruction as long as we do not give God the glory and the praise that he so rightfully due. Praise God. And again, let me point out the fact that because of this COVID, this worldwide effect of COVID, the enemy the enemy himself, he sees it, especially the fear. He sees the fear that's among people. Even today, we have people so afraid, they won't even come to church. They're so fearful today. But now the enemy sees this as a great opportunity, huh, to usher in his plan for that one world government. He got the whole world fearful. He's got the whole world look at the man for a remedy to this problem instead of looking to God. The enemy loves that. The devil loves that. Praise God. But now, we cannot escape, though, the judgment of God for this kind of behavior. Even if we continue ignoring him or even trying to hide from him. That's what I believe we're doing. You know that God is God. Most of us know that. Most of us believe in God. But now we're hiding from him. We're ignoring him, which only going to make the matters worse. Amen. This type of behavior, I think is Amos. Let's see. Look at Amos. Let's find Amos in your Bible there. He's one of the, what they call the minor prophets. I don't believe in minor prophets. They had little to say by inspiration of God. But look at Amos there now. I'm talking about when we continue to ignore God and call ourselves hiding from him, it only makes the matters worse. Praise God. According to Amos, Amos 9. Look at Amos, the 9th chapter. Turn in your Bibles now. Write it down. If you cannot find it, write it down. Amen? And then later on, you'll have more time to search it out. But now, this ignoring God or hiding from God is not going to work. That's what he told Amos anyway. Look what he says in verse 1. Amos 9, verse 1. I saw the Lord, he says, standing upon the altar. And he said, smite the lintel of the door, that the post may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. Then listen to what he said. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away. He that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell. Look what the Bible says. You can't run. See, in America, you're trying to hide from God, but it's a losing battle. Look at verse 2. Though they dig into hell, he says, there shall my hand, God said, take them. And though they climb up to heaven, there will I bring them down. Look at verse 3. And though they hide themselves in Mount Carmel, I will search and take them out. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, I will command the serpent, and he shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, I will command the sword, and it shall slay them. And I will set mine eyes upon them for evil and not for good. Huh? So what is the judgment of God? Praise God. God said, you can ignore me if you want to. You cannot give me glory if you want, and just continue to hide from me. But I want you to know you can't hide. Amen? See, the judgment pertains not only for yesterday, for hiding and ignoring and pushing God to the curb, as the young boys say. The judgment pertains to us today. We are just as guilty as they were yesterday. Amen. We're guilty. We're guilty. Therefore, the judgment of God is upon us as individuals, as a nation, as a world. Praise God. See, you can run from God, but you cannot hide. Praise God. That's what Jose, you can't hide. You can't hide from giving the Lord the glory that he so rightfully deserved. Praise God. And I tell you what, I'm glad. I'm glad to give God glory. I'm glad to give God the honor, the glory that he so rightfully due. Praise God, because God has done great things. God has done great things in my life. And I am, praise God, I'm so glad. But now, many today now, today, right now, right there, right today here, men today don't see the relationship between the ills in our society today and our ignoring God. They see no correlation between. They see no relationship. The problem we have in being connected to our ignoring God and not giving God the glory. They don't see it at all. Praise God. Or even our failure to seek his help. But I believe that every aspect of our lives, our legal system, our banking system, our educational system, and all the rest of our systems, they're all dying. They're all dying for this one reason. Praise God. We will not involve God in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. But we don't want it. We don't want it. We don't want it. Praise God. And many of you that call yourself Christian, church folks, huh? You're right in step with those who have pushed God away, and you believe in the system. You believe in the system more than you do God. You believe in the doctors more than you do God. Amen? Praise God. God is a healer. God is a healer, and if we put our trust in him. But I do believe that our legal system, our banking system, our education system, they all are dying out because of their neglect in giving God the glory that he so rightfully due. I believe that. Praise God. Our legal system is in a shambles today. Praise God. We're going to getting ready to elect another Supreme Court judge. Praise God. And praise God, but it just so happened that she don't know the difference between a male and a female. Well, okay. But godly justice, though. I'm talking about godly justice and protecting our liberties and our private properties. Praise God. It's not a priority with this system anymore. Praise God. It's not a priority at all. See, the criminals today have more rights than the law-abiding citizens. Criminals. More rights. Can you believe that? For murder today, a criminal only gets a slap on the hand, more or less. And is given a minimum sentence so that he can, pray God, get out immediately, quick as he can, and terrorize the community once again. I'm talking about for murder. What did God say about that? If you take a man's life, you forfeit your own life. Now, that's what God says. But no, we're so intelligent now. Oh, we're intelligent now. Oh, we're too intelligent to do that. Oh, he only stabbed her 45 times. We'll just give him a slap on the wrist. But God says, if you take a man's life, you forfeit your own life. That's what God said. And he said that is a deterrent. It will be act as a deterrent to keep people from wholesale murdering one another. But now, the brilliant people from Harvard, You scholastic, brilliant people. Oh, no, that's so barbaric. That's so barbaric to do something like that. Our legal system is in a shambles. Praise God. They says, today you can steal another man's property. You can go in a store now. You can walk in a store. And long as you don't steal over $1,000, just don't steal over $1,000 worth of the man's property, praise God. And then he can't do nothing about it. Ain't nothing he can do about it, not whatsoever. $1,000. Now, I realize the Bible says, if a man steals because he's hungry, then you don't bother the man. Let him go. If he's hungry because he's a desperate man, let him go. But now, if you're stealing because you want some Jordan tennises so you can parade in the hood with your tennis shoes on, that's a different story. But the justice system says if it's less than $1,000, he can walk in your store, take your merchandise, and walk right out, and you can't touch him. Now, you're going to tell me that's a judgment of God. That's all I can see. It's God's judgment upon us for not meeting out justice according to the word of God, but we're doing it the way we want to do it. It looks like we're going to continue. Praise God for what I can see. We're going to put somebody else on the bench again that's going to, see these young boys as being our children. Oh, my son. Hey, that could be my son. I can't give him but a little time. But that's God's judgment. That's God's judgment upon America for not giving him the glory, not giving him the praise and the glory and the honor that he so rightfully do. But now, again, our banking system. Praise God, in a shambles, all messed up. Praise God. And I like myself, I'm probably, lately, we all been receiving, correspondence in the mailbox there, offering to, praise God, I want to buy our property, I want to buy the home, I want to buy your house, I want to buy your home. Man told me he got one, he don't even own a house. I say all he owned was a dog house. But he got a notice in there, I want to buy your house, praise God. But now my question is, are they really trying to help those who are struggling with their mortgage payments? Is that what they're doing? Or are they hoping that you default on your payment? Get some more money. Get some more money. You're having problems already. Get some more money so you can default on your payments and they can take your property. Is that right? See, I see this greed and this lust today as God's judgment upon us for not glorifying his son, not giving the Lord the praise, the honor that he so rightfully do. Praise God. And then, what about the educational system? Where our children are being taught at an early age. Praise God, that racial hatred and unholy sexual behavior is okay. When I was in school, praise God, the 3 hours were reading, writing, and arithmetic. Yeah. But today, praise God, they probably had another, probably four now. Racial hatred, rotting, redistribution of wealth. Praise God. See, they have taken over. It's about racial thing. It's racial. It's rotting to get what you want. It's redistribution of the wealth taken from the rich and giving it to the poor. See, that's what we learn in school. That's what the kids, that's what they're learning today. Praise God, you're a privilege. They owe that to you. Hmm? And the parents today have been relieved of all control over their children. We don't have no control over what they've been taught. Huh? Can get a young girl can get an abortion, and she don't have to tell her parents. They'll help her get an abortion. Huh? You tell me that God's judgment is not upon America today. Tell me. Go ahead. Don't try to tell me that, and see whether I listen to you or not. Amen. Praise God. We don't glorify the Lord when you don't glorify God and give God the praise, the honor, the glory that He's rightfully due. Then praise God, His judgment will fall, and it's upon America right now. Praise God. And then, what about the entertainment venue, the system of entertainment we have today? Praise God. Whose chief goal is, from what I can see, is mocking God. On television, movies, whatever. Mocking God. That's all it's all about. Destroying Christianity. That's the root of the programs that we see on TV today. Praise God, endorsing homosexuality. Praise God, lesbianism, transgenderism, and public nudity. Oh boy, every chance they get, they endorse every chance, every commercial, every picture that they're going to have to stick a potion in there where these type of behaviors that they know God hates. They're going to try to shove it down our throat. No, praise God. And then, what gets me is that mothers today, old mothers, and then grandmamas. We got grandmamas on television today. They ain't got no shame at all. No shame. Parading in the on public TV in their underwears. Old women with grandchildren. Praise God. See, the only decent thing to watch on TV today seems like just old movies. And that's why I kept a few of my old shoot 'em ups and old movies and things where the biggest vice was smoking cigarettes. That's what the biggest vice was. One of the most no drugs. Praise God. One of the open sex that displayed today. Ozzy and Harriet. Praise God. And Rick and Lucy slept in separate beds. Amen. During that time. See, the only decent thing to watch on television today, praise God, is probably the Weather Channel. That's probably only the Weather Channel. Praise God. And thank God for the Weather Channel. Amen. We got something to watch. Amen. But now, as I prepare to close here for today, let's say, the 10 tribes of Israel, on many occasions, 10 tribes, those are the ones that were north. They placed their trust in the king. The 10 tribes. Now, these were at the north of Israel's territory, and 10 tribes, and two was down in the southern part there. But now, they placed their trust in their king instead of the Lord. In other words, for all those enemies that were around them, instead of trusting God, they put their trust in the king. On one such occasion, now the Lord called for them to return to him for their protection. And they refused, like we're refusing today. In response, he tells them that all of the protection that they can muster up is no better. That's what God's going to tell you. I'm going to show it to you. He said, all this protection, all this army, all these people, these warriors that you have mustered up are no better than the foam that is upon the water. The foam that is upon the water. And if they fail to obey him, praise God, have no faith in the Lord and glorify his name, praise God, then their help is going to disappear just like the foam disappeared that will form on the water for a few minutes. Let's look at it. I'll show it to you. Let's see, can I? Look at Hosea 10. Look at Hosea 10. All your preparation that you're mustering up to protect you, for your future, to be accomplished and to be successful in your future. God says all of it is nothing but foam on the water. Where's that at, Pastor? Well, go to Hosea 10:7. Hosea 10:7. He said, as for Samaria, that north country there, those 10 tribes up there. Her king is cut off. Oh, God said, your king cut off. Your king is like foam upon the water. Here for a minute, boom, gone, disappeared. No help there. See, all of our preparations to combat this COVID today. All our preparations to combat the wars and the rumors of wars that are thundering all around us without trusting in God now. They're worthless. It's a waste of time. They're like foam up on the water. There for a minute, bubble for a minute, boom, it's gone. Amen. Look at Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21 to go along with that. Look at Proverbs 21 there. 31. He says, the wise man said, the horse may be prepared for the day of battle. The horse now. But safety is of the Lord. You expect to be safe? You have to trust in God. You have to give God glory. You have to give God the honor that he so rightfully due. Praise God. Now that's the word of God there. Look at Psalm 127. Another one that's, praise God, is very to the point of where we are right now. Psalm 127:1. The Lord says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. That's what the Lord says, huh? Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watch it in vain. You watch it in vain. I don't care if you got 16 guards, praise God, are watching over you. I don't care what you got watching over you, unless you trust the Lord, unless you give God glory. Thank, praise God, and honor the Lord for his goodness and his mercy that he has shown in your life. Praise God, you're wasting your time. See, any nation, any city, any family, you as an individual, if you've been in all your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, apart from trusting in the Lord and giving God his dues, hallelujah, giving him glory, giving him honor, unless you're doing that, it's going to fail. It's a sure thing. You're going to fail. You're going to fail. America is failing. Many of you are failing right now. You're trying to depend upon man to chart you a successful path in this life. But without God. Matthew 7. Let's look at Matthew 7. We're going to be through in just a minute here. Matthew 7, look at 26 there. Matthew 7 and 26. What the Lord says? The Lord says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house. That means build your life. You build your safety, your aspirations, your goals in life. He says here that he's like a foolish man would build his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the flood came, the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Hosea says like foam on the water. All these things that we trust. They appear for a moment. Praise God, look like it's going to be successful. But then they vanish away. Praise God. And so will our armies, so will our dreams, so will all your goals and aspirations. Praise God. All these things that we depend on, my schooling, I get my education, and I'm going to be successful. All these things that we depend on if we do not trust in the Lord. And our aim, our number one goal is if it's not to glorify his name, then the so-called, praise God, the so-called success that we're seeking, it's going to be elusive. We're not going to be able to find it. Amen? Praise God. And, you know, the so-called great men and corporations today, you know, like the big tech giants today, the bankers and, praise God, the Bill Gates and the George Soros and all these other little gods of this world that we put our trust in. Many of y'all put your trust in. They're going to vanish. They're going to vanish. You got to die. Got to die is appointed. The man wants to die. They got to die. They're going to vanish. How? As foam on the water. That's what he said. I want to know what Amos said. See, these all have, all these men have as much of a chance of avoiding God's judgment. They, in other words, they're not going to avoid. They're not going to be able to avoid God's judgment. Praise God. Why? Because they failed to give God the glory and the honor for the millions, the billions. See, God said in the last days, knowledge would increase. What do you mean by that? He means that he would release knowledge that was not released during the Old Testament time. Praise God. In this age that we live in today, airplanes. Boy, if they thought, they didn't even think about an airplane. But God released that knowledge today. And many have been made rich because God have released knowledge in the earth. But do they give God the glory? No. I did that. I'm a self-made man. Praise God. You are foam on the water. That's what you are. Praise God. But now, I'm going to close with one scripture here today. Go to the book of Psalms again. Praise God. Book of Psalms. We're going to close the book of Psalms. And we're going to look at Psalms number 50. Psalms number 50. Amen. As we close now, I'm giving glory to God is what we're talking about here today. Psalm 50. Look at 22 there. We'll look at 22. Listen to what the psalmist says. Now consider this. That's what he says now. Let's start out like that. Now consider this. You that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver you. Look at verse 23. Whosoever offered praise glorifies me. And to him that ordered his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. When we glorify the Lord, praise God, then God will show us his salvation. Praise God. You can't serve two masters, though. You can't glorify self, the world, the Dr. Fauci, and all the rest of them, and glorify God at the same time. I give God number one praise. Amen? See, but many of us, we abandon God. Many of us, as a people, as a nation, many that call themselves Christians today. Praise God, Christians today. Praise God, you call yourself. I call yourself. You do not live to glorify the Lord. No, you don't. Oh, no. You do not look to the Lord for strength and for guidance. No. But let us remember that man was created for one reason only. God created man for one reason only. And that reason is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be priority one. That should be priority one in your personal life. In our government, it should be that. But now, that's not so today, isn't it? Praise God. God created man to glorify the Lord. See, now, my question to you is, have you made this your number one goal in life to glorify God? Have you done that? Above everybody else. Above everything. If not, praise God. Will you do that today? Praise God. Will you make that decision today? See, today is the day of salvation. Praise God. If God is speaking to you right now, today is your day. Praise God. The moment you hear my voice, the Lord shall harden not your heart. If you would seek his forgiveness today for your sins, praise God. And in your heart, make room for him. Praise God. That he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I'll give you another comforter. Praise God. Better than me. Christ said, better than me. Praise God. If you only, praise God, ask God for forgiveness today. Will you do that today? Will you ask God to forgive you for your sins today and ask the Lord to come into your heart? Praise God. He said in his word, if you'll call upon him, he'll answer you. That's what the Lord said. He that seek me, I will in no wise turn around. Yeah, I won't turn away from you if you really seek me. But now, when you seek me with all your heart, no shamming, then you'll find me. I know that to be true today, because I've been praying a lot of years before I got saved. A lot of situations. But one day, I gave God my heart. I poured it all out to him. I went for broke. Praise God. I went for broke. And I hit the lottery. Praise God. The Holy Spirit of God came into my life. And God is no respected person. What he done for me, he'll do for you today. He'll give you the joy, the peace in the midst of this confusion today. But you got to put your trust in him today. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, bless you. Lord, I thank you for this. Another opportunity you've given me, Lord, to share your word today. Now, Lord, I pray. I pray, Father, that the hearers, Lord, might not hear me, Father, but, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts today. Lord, speak to their hearts. Give them that effectual calling today that will call them out of darkness into your marvelous light. And, Lord God, we'll give you all the praise. We'll give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, now, if you like this video, go over hit that like button. Praise God. Then you can hit that subscribe button over here. Praise God. Hit the bell over there when I come again. Praise God. If God ain't through with me yet, then I will come again. God will give me another word for you. Praise God. And then you'll be notified. And hopefully you'll be enriched. Praise God. And you'll be wealthy with the presence of God in your life. But until that time, may God bless you. And may God keep you. Is my prayer. Amen.